This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick with a series of reports this week that we call the five best ideas in television. This medium is so big in our lives, so important in our culture, and almost everyone in it thinks it is about to change a lot. Old TV finally has a household rival, new TV. Online video, YouTube, and other sites like it.
All that TV is a $120 billion a year business. But we've been talking to television and online experts for months, and not a single one of them is willing to predict where things may be in 5 years. Now, that has got to be scary for some people.
Imagine yourself as a television network executive at CBS, where it is your job to figure out the future. What's on and on what? So you call this guy. You're Michael Cera.
Right, yeah.
You've already been on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're only 19 years old.
Yeah, 18. Almost 19.
Well, mm-hmm. Okay. Even better. Or worse, I don't know. Though it's better, for sure. That's why you want him at CBS. Michael Cera is the demographic all the media are after. And he's a TV star, at least kind of.
I'll finally be able to get you what you deserve, you know? Like a real home.
Well, I'd rather live like this than be like my aunt and uncles, whose eyes have never stung from the sweet sweat of a hard day's work.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Where are you getting all that?
From you. You say it every couple of years when they come out to visit.
Michael was on Fox on the acclaimed but canceled series Arrested Development. And now you, CBS executive, you've asked him to produce a TV series for the internet on CBS.com. Surely Michael knows the best idea in television, which makes the next moment so difficult for you, the CBS programmer.
Well, you know, it's kind of tricky. I don't watch any television at all anymore.
What? Who is this wretched little ingrate the network is paying to make a show? But you know, don't you? He's the future.
I find I'm either at the computer or I'll just sit and kind of, you know, drift off for moments at a time, which I kind of prefer over television. I can't find, if I'm flipping through television, I can't find any one thing that I can say, okay, I'm going to sit down and, you know, devote the next half hour of my life to this.
Okay, we're not to the best idea yet, but TV content must adapt. It must evolve. New TV online doesn't have to be half an hour. It can be 5 minutes or 10.
Confidence.
Last November, Michael posted a parody on YouTube ridiculing a pompous Yale-y video resume that came out last summer.
I'm constantly trying to better myself and further educate myself in any way that doesn't involve reading.
This is less than 10 minutes. He's half playing with the medium and half reinventing it.
But maybe you're thinking, I don't actually need TV because I can make a career out of being online, like you're the show
career.
Right. He's 18. He's going to explore lots of ways to be creative, movies and writing, and TV old and new. But online video will be a career for lots of people. CBS.com has a whole channel called InnerTube with original material, some of it funny but too profane for old TV. InnerTube is CBS online as a test lab. It's where Michael's show, Clark and Michael, is supposed to debut in about a month.
This is kind of the first, I think, scripted show that they've bought, possibly, or one of the first, you know. So it's kind of like setting all these new rules.
New rules like shorter is now better, also cheaper, and that's good because another rule is smaller budgets. The best idea, we're going to get to that. Hold on a moment. Michael is spending CBS money. Remember that. The network is going to own this, though it did offer another deal.
We would make it on our own, you know, and pay for it and own it. But that just could not happen. We just couldn't do that.
You didn't have the money.
We didn't have the money, and we didn't know where the money would be made back, you know.
Oh, CBS. What now? Michael is smart and talented and amazingly accomplished for 18. But it turns out the wretched ingrate doesn't know how to make money from online TV any better than you do. And really, that's what everybody wants to know. Media companies think online video could light up the internet like old TV, made American living rooms glow cathode blue for generations. But media executives can't figure out monetizing. That's the term they use all the time. How to monetize online video? Where's the money in new media? And the answer so far, where it was in the old media, advertising. And this is where Michael Cera, online video producer, demographic dreamboat, meets Michael Cera, 18 years old.
You know, but it's tricky because if you sit down to the computer to watch something, you don't want to see a commercial. You know, I would be furious if I sat down and or like watch something on YouTube, you know, and they tried to show me a commercial. I would be frantically angry.
The best idea in television, get rid of commercials?
It might not be the best idea in television. I'd say it's probably the next move, right? Especially since they've got, they're all catching on that the internet is where it's at. I don't know. I don't hold out a lot of hope for television these days.
The best idea in television. Get rid of the ads. People don't want to see them before their online videos. So how do you make it work? Tomorrow, strategy from the most magical name in this media moment. The one everyone is waiting to hear, Google.